I was free. I was free of Celia and all her belly aching. I was free to do anything I wanted. I had $5,000 in my pocket, and the cops had Leonard Snell's body down in the morgue, just like I told them they would in the letter. Oh, my luck was holding, but good. I went over to the 181st Street bus station. It was a bus leaving for Boston in 20 minutes. I bought a ticket. Then I got a paper in the corner and went into the cafeteria there and sat down at the counter. I was pretty hungry.
What's yours?
Scrambled eggs with bacon, french fries, orange juice, and coffee. And, I gotta catch a bus. It won't take long, will it?
No longer than it takes an egg to scramble.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, that's all right, Mac. I like to read a newspaper while I eat myself. Kind of aids the digestion, I find.
Yeah.
Here's your orange juice.
Thanks.
Oh, dear. Some guys have all the luck, don't they?
Hmm?
I said some guys have all the luck. I was just noticing in your paper there about those Irish sweepstake winners.
Oh, yeah. Some...
Now, what's the matter? You feel bad?
Have all the luck. When I came to, somebody was swabbing my head with water. I paid my check and got out of there somehow and looked at the paper again. That's what it said, all right. I'm a winner, draws favorite in Irish sweep. My ticket. And I went on to say how it was worth at least $40,000 and maybe $150,000 if the horse won. And all of a sudden, I was standing there cursing and swearing at Celia right out loud, just as though she was alive. So I saw people were staring at me, and I stopped. Oh, if it hadn't have been for her, I'd have $40,000. $40,000. Now that $40,000 was just a one-way ticket to the hot seat. Because that $40,000 belonged to Leonard Snell, and that Irish sweep ticket was in Leonard Snell's wallet. And Leonard Snell's wallet was in the pocket of that bum that was supposed to be me. Why, now the cops had happened along with the rest of Leonard Snell's stuff down at headquarters after they put the body in the morgue. Well, I still had my $5,000 and a bus ticket to Boston. You can't get all the breaks all the time, was what I figured then. So I got in the bus.
Plenty of seats in the rear.
This seat taken?
No, not at all. Sit right down.
Thanks.
Well, somebody must be feeling pretty good this afternoon.
Huh?
The guy that's got that there, I'm a winner. That ticket on the sweep. I see it says there they pay him $40,000 for it right now. $40,000.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to be in his shoes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I see it says...
Here, do you want to read it?
Well, you don't need it, you sure.
Skipper. I... Holy...
What? All aboard.
Hey, stop! Hey, let me out. I gotta get out of here.
Will you make up your mind?
I don't have to make up my mind, brother. I don't have to make up my mind. Right then that I got the idea what was happening. It was just like old man Mosley said. It may only happen once in 100 years, but it was happening to me. Oh, my luck was riding high. And when your luck is like that, you just can't lose. Because there it was, right in the paper again, on page 3. Freak explosion in Brooklyn kills 3. And it was my house. And the people killed were Mosley and his wife and Celia. They thought it was caused by old Mosley's chemicals or something. I didn't know. I didn't care. All I knew was they thought Celia had been killed by the explosion and the fire. And I was in the clear. I could walk into the police station, get my sweepstakes ticket, collect that $40,000, be set for life. Oh, I knew just what I was going to tell them. It was a lead pipe ticket. I was walking on air all the way to the police station. I was going up the steps. Then I stopped. Because I just remembered something terrible, and if I remembered it 10 seconds later, I'd have walked right into the electric chair. I remembered the letter. I was lit. I'm warning the cops that have that letter, telling how I killed Celia. That letter that I'd taken all the trouble to mail at the 43rd Street post office, so I'd be sure to get off all right. Oh, it felt even worse this time than I had before, because it seemed like I'd almost had that money right in my hand. I was pretty shaken. I went into a bar to get a drink.
Yes, sir, what'll it be?
A double rye.
All right, sir. Like a little chaser on the side, huh?
No.
Well, that'll be...
Just leave the bottle.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now we bring you 5 minutes of the latest news.
Hey, sign it up, will you?
Yeah, sure.
New York City. In one of the most daring holdups in the annals of New York crime... A gang of armed men this noon robbed a United States mail truck just as it was leaving the 43rd Street post office, removed including 8 sacks of mail, the entire morning collection of the post office. Apparently, the gunmen were after a shipment of currency destined for the Federal Reserve Bank. But according to officials, the joke is on the gangsters. All they got was the regular mail.
Wait a minute, you got change coming.
Keep it, change! I knew it had happened now. I couldn't lose. I simply couldn't lose. Because those mugs that stuck up that mail truck had got my letter. Nothing in the world could stop me now. Officer, I just been held up.
Held up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Well, I picked up a guy who asked me for a lift about 225th Street and Broadway.
Yeah.
I was driving along by Van Cortlandt Park when suddenly grabbed me. And he hit me with something. That's all I remember until I woke up lying in the park. My car was gone, and then I found out he'd taken my wallet, my money, well, everything.
I see. What's your name?
Leonard Snell.
Leonard Snell?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Say, Lieutenant.
Yes?
This gentleman is Mr. Leonard Snell. He was held up this morning and his car was stolen.
Oh. Just step in here, will you, Mr. Snell?
Why, sure.
Sit down.
Thanks.
I, got some news for you, Mr. Snell.
Did you find my car?
Well, yes, but,
Well.
You haven't seen the papers today?
Not since this morning.
I got some good news and some bad news for you, Mr. Snell. Maybe I'd better tell you the bad news first. Pretty bad.
Go ahead.
Your wife was killed this morning, Mr. Snell, in a fire at your home.
My wife? Killed?
And this probably won't interest you much under the circumstances, Mr. Snell, but you've drawn a ticket worth $40,000 in the Irish sweepstakes. Win the Irish sweepstakes and then lose your wife the same day. Some people sure have all the hard luck in the world.
Luck. Within about 15 minutes, more things were happening to me than can happen to most guys in a dozen lifetimes. And then comes a jackpot I've been waiting for.
Hold it, Mr. Snell.
If you care to make a statement, Mr. Snell, would you mind telling the public how you feel? I know it's pretty tough, but if you could just make a statement.
Please, fellas, please.
Excuse me. I hate to trouble you at this time, Mr. Snell, but the banking syndicate I represent is prepared to offer you $40,000 in cash for your sweepstakes ticket. I have the money right here in cash.
All right, but I don't care much about the money now. That was at 4:30. By 6, I have $45,000 in my pocket, cash. And I'm registered at the Waldorf and sitting down to dinner. I'll take the plank steak, please, medium.
Yes, sir. I'll have your order very shortly.
Hello, pal. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, you a reporter?
Not exactly. I'm sort of a collector. You owe me 40 grand, pal, and I come to collect. Now.
40? Why, I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do, pal. Remember that little letter you wrote to the police commissioner this morning that you mailed at the 43rd Street post office? Remember that? Some friends of mine found it. They figure it's worth just about 40 grand.
You're one of the guys that stuck at that mail truck.
You want to make something of it? There's a big reward. There's a cop right outside the hotel. Kind of figured you'd play ball.
Where's the letter?
My friend's got it right outside in the car. You still got that dough in your cash, like the paper said?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, you're a pretty lucky guy, there, pal. Suppose somebody else has got that letter. Don't worry, pal. You're going to stay with me. Here's the car.
Is that the guy, Frankie?
Yeah, and he's acting real reasonable, too. Get up the cash, pal.
You recognize the letter, don't you?
Yeah, here's your money.
And here's your letter. Only don't try anything funny, because we still know what that letter says. And the cops could always dig up the body and find out how your old lady really kicked off. Couldn't
they? I think you get the idea. So long, pal.
Officer! Those are the gangsters! They have
to come on, get
down! Officer! Somebody better help that poor man! He's been shot!
The poor fellow looks like he's paralyzed.
eyes or something. You.
Yeah?
You go call an ambulance. I'll stand by this man here.
Okay. What's up, Jerry?
We just had a little shooting match with those mail robbers. The other boys got him down the street, but this poor man was shot when they fired back.
Hey, what's this letter here in the street addressed to the police commissioner?
There's no other shot had in his hand before he fell. You better open it. It might be evidence.
Right.
No.
What?
No.
Leonard Snell again. Better put a guard on Snell at the hospital, Jerry. From the looks of this letter, he's going to stand trial for murder.
You'd better not talk anymore, Mr. Snell.
What's the difference? What's the difference how much I talk? That's what I wanted to tell him. Plus, if you get the letter, I'll never go to trial. Because I got luck. Don't you see? It comes once in 100 years, and I got it. I got that kind of luck. And when you got that kind of luck, you can't lose. You can't lose. You can't
lose. Oh, hello. You still here?
Yeah, I got a guard that fellow Snell as long as he's here in the hospital.
But did you ever see the like of him? I don't suppose one man ever had so much luck in one day in the whole wide world.
Well, I guess his luck has played out now, all right, though.
It's funny. He said, you can't lose.
Well, he's wrong there, because that lad is going to fry. Just as sure as my name is Jerry Malone.
No, you're wrong, Jerry. His luck is still good.
What?
He's dead.
And so closes The Man Who Couldn't Lose, starring Gene Kelly. Tonight's study in Suspense. Suspense is produced and directed by William Spear. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.